Crocodiles in a Bathtub could almost be the title of one of this summer's blockbuster films. Amid the big movies, our reviewer Kenneth Turan has discovered a little Irish film called Once.
Once is about to come into your life and make it whole. It's an unpretentious slice of musical and romantic enchantment that's low-key in concept but completely winning in execution. It's also the first film in years to mix music and story in the light-fingered way Richard Lester did in the faster-paced Beatles classics.
I don't know you, but I want you all the more for that. Words for
the pleasures of Once start with a ton of richly melodic singer-songwriter music from Glenn Hansard, lead singer of the Irish group The Frames, and Marqueta Irglova, a young Czech musician he's collaborated with.
Are you really here? Or am I dreaming? I can't tell dreams from truth.
Filmmaker John Carney, himself a former member of The Frames, at first thought of using Hansard only for his songwriting skills. But at a certain point, he realized that the singer would be better than more polished actors could be. Both Hansard and Irglova bring an unforced intimacy to the film that is one of its strengths. To watch their characters interact is to eavesdrop on some of life's smallest but most valuable moments.
There's such distance between me and him. He's so much different to me and so much older. It doesn't really work. I'm fine on my own, you know? It's just I don't want Ivana to grow up without a father.
What's the check for do you love him?
Once opens with Hansard's nameless busker, or street musician, singing his heart out on the streets of Dublin. There he meets an equally nameless young woman who is also an impoverished musician. Naturally, they decide to make music together. While all of this may sound obvious and even forced, it doesn't play that way. This film's plot may be romantic, but it is modern enough to avoid playing out the way audiences will anticipate. The music is so satisfying, and the characters so appealing, Once makes us believe that this is all happening right in front of our eyes. We fall for each of these young people at the precise moment they are falling for each other. And what could be better than that?
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.